We're headed to Superior now to learn about Husky Energy's plans to rebuild its oil refinery there. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Husky says it's received approval for its plans and is starting construction immediately. Do you live in Superior? Did you evacuate during the explosion and fire? How do you feel about Husky rebuilding? We're at 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is a reporter at WPR's Superior Bureau, and she's been here at every step on the Husky refinery explosion in April 2018 and the development since then. Danny, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate.
So why did Husky need the approval, the green light from the DNR to rebuild?
Because they had to apply for a permit for the rebuild project, and they did that earlier this year in March. And so that permit basically covers the repair or replacement of equipment that was damaged during the explosion and fires last year.
So they have this permit now in hand, and therefore they can start the rebuilding process. They need no other approval in order to go ahead?
Well, they have to meet any regulatory requirements of other agencies. But as far as the state's concerned, you know, they can begin building related to that project.
This permit, does it does it cover hydrogen fluoride or not? Because that was the tension point.
Yeah, no, the hydrogen fluoride, the toxic chemical that's used as part of the refining process, that is overseen by the Environmental Protection Agency. That doesn't fall under the authority of the state. So any changes that may come down related to regulation of that chemical would have to come from the EPA. And as you know, the Chemical Safety Board has this year asked the EPA to study the use of this chemical in refineries across the country because of explosions that have happened in recent years, where there was a near miss or a release of these chemicals, posing a public health threat. So there's been no word publicly yet as to whether the EPA will study that or follow up on the CSB's recommendations.
So back in April, when we were talking with Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, she had a lot of concern about Husky's use of hydrogen fluoride. Will the rebuild here use this chemical in a safer way?
They definitely think so. As part of the rebuild project, they're going to be installing more safety improvements, including a rapid acid transfer system that would transfer any of the hydrofluoric acid into a secure holding tank to prevent a release in the event of a leak. They also are installing more water cannons and a laser detection system that would help detect and prevent a leak. So they feel like they are taking the necessary precautions to prevent another incident that may put the community at risk.
Talking with Danielle Kading, she's a reporter in our Superior Bureau, and she's reported extensively on the Husky refinery explosion in 2018. You can join in. Do you support rebuilding the Husky refinery in Superior, or do you have concerns about it? 800-642-1234. Danny, what will this rebuild do for employment? What are the numbers looking like on jobs?
Yeah, so right now there's still 200 employees that are working on the site, and during the construction there's going to be another 350 contractor jobs, and the company has said that they will use local contractors wherever possible. You know, construction companies in the area in Duluth and Superior came out in favor of the rebuild at a recent public hearing on the permit in August and said, you know, it's jobs like these that they string together to make a living in the area and that this is an important employer for the community. So people in the business and labor trades are very happy to see this project moving forward.
Well, the Twin Ports Action Alliance has been one of the major opponents speaking out. What are they thinking of this reconstruction?
They're disappointed in how the company is moving forward with its plans. You know, it's no secret that they have been against continued use of hydrogen fluoride at the refinery. They also were disappointed that the refinery didn't include any air monitoring as part of its rebuild plans. So they've taken it upon themselves to install air monitors across Duluth and Superior, and they installed the first one within this last week in Duluth, and they plan to do more in the coming weeks.
You talked with Bruce Thompson. He's executive vice president of National Bank of Commerce, and he had one angle on what the community is thinking about this rebuild.
It's some of the best family jobs that we have in the community, providing, you know, really good wages and benefits.
So really good wages and benefits. Do we know what the wages are like there at Husky and for these workers working in an oil refinery?
Well, I would have to assume that in the refining industry that they're getting paid pretty well to do that job, especially given the amount of risk that's probably involved with that industry. So I'm guessing they are compensated very well here in the community.
So what
when you think about that, you know, this area is more economically depressed than other parts of the state. The average household income is lower than the statewide average. And so that's pretty significant for an area like Superior.
So take us on the timeline for rebuilding the refinery. What does this process look like, and what is the time frame?
So they are beginning construction immediately. That includes preparing the site and installing some of the foundations for equipment that would be repaired or replaced. They are planning to resume partial operations in 2020 and be fully operational again in 2021.
This is the only oil refinery in Wisconsin. Remind us what happened in April 2018 that brings us to this point of this oil refinery being rebuilt.
Yeah, so that morning they were in the beginning of a 5-week turnaround, which is basically they were undergoing maintenance at the refinery and they were shutting it down. And as part of that, the Chemical Safety Board believes that there was a slide valve that failed in their equipment, and that allowed a flammable mixture to form with hydrocarbons and caused an explosion in the refinery's fluid catalytic cracking unit. And that caused debris to fly throughout the refinery, which punctured an asphalt tank, and that spilled around 15,000 barrels of oil, which ignited and caused a series of fires throughout the day.
So as they rebuild this refinery, they're going to have to also, I'm sure, be very careful as they work with these chemicals and they work with this infrastructure. Do you have you talked with Husky, and have they made assurances that they will be doing this safely?
Husky says they're making every effort to improve safety moving forward. Whether or not that pans out will be shown as they move forward.
And when will full operations resume?
Full operations, again, are going to resume in 2021.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. Coming up, UW-Madison physicists developed a unique device that can simulate the sun. We're talking with one of the researchers behind the project and how it can reveal new information about our universe. Stay with us for the sun. It's coming in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.